The next bigger Oedipus, one of my greatest friends. I lived with her for a long time. I performed with her starting my freshman year of college. She is so smart and funny and powerful and bossy. And I love it. I love it. She's the greatest. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Maura Foley.
Let's be fair, I'm still in OGM, so I'm not smart. okay, so like just FYI, I might cry because like real talk have been pretty tender the past 2 weeks. A lot of emergency therapy. And also I just like cry when I think about people leaving. Like Claire knows this, but like the first 3 months after we found out that our friend Tony is moving to Louisville, Kentucky, I just like cried every time somebody brought it up. So let's power through this together. Okay, I also want to point out that this kind of feels like Claire's dying. So, like, I'll try to Googleize you well. Okay, cool. So, I'm gonna do this. Or maybe I'm not. Okay, no, I'm not. Cool. Okay, so Claire is embarking on a little road trip. I'm just gonna hold this. Which is where this theme comes from, I'm assuming. Moving is really hard and secretly really tedious and boring. I've made multiple cross-country moves in my lifetime, weirdly all before I turned 18. I can attest that one thing about moving is that the driving helps. Like any good Midwesterner, I love talking about the long drives that I make. I have an inordinate amount of pride from the fact that my base competency level before getting bored is 5 hours. And if I have music, which in my car I don't, that goes up to 8. I once did DC to Madison, only stopping for gas and food. It takes 14 hours, and it was the most zen I've ever fucking felt in my life. Like, it centers you. So I find driving in general to be cathartic, like, when you're not in a city. It's especially good to drive when you're having really intense feelings. You know, feelings that you might have, for example, when you're moving out of the Midwest, the greatest region in the United States, to a big, scary, skitty city where they put garbage on the sidewalk. cherish the drive to New York, Claire, because everything on the East Coast is weirdly close together. People from the East Coast don't understand how weird it is that Philly to New York is like 2 hours, like not even. And like, so Minneapolis is 4 hours from Madison and 7 hours from Chicago, and I'm like, that's close. A common thing to overhear in the Midwest, which like I've had this conversation multiple times, is, oh, how long was the drive there, bud? Oh, a quick 7 hours. Not bad. I just did back and forth to Minneapolis in one weekend with no help because my boyfriend can't drive stick. And we like got home and I was like, man, I could have done that for another 4. So my family moved from Minnesota to Kansas when I was 5. And we flew there first just to visit. And it was unnatural not to drive, to get on an airplane, and to go so quickly from one place to another place, knowing that one day we wouldn't come back. It was a calm 75 in St. Paul. It was 105 with a heat index of 110 in Kansas City. My thighs stuck to our realtor's leather seats, and I cried and cried and cried. I did not cry when we finally drove down during the winter break for real, like we weren't coming back. And that's because once you're on the road, the choice has been made, you know? We were in road trip mode. Of course, we were like in our feelings, but we were on an adventure. My dad used to do this little game where when we were driving long distances during the winter, where he'd heat the car up as quickly as possible. And when we hit that last red light before getting on the expressway, we'd have a contest to see who could get their jacket and their snow pants off the first. And so like that kind of stuff, you know, when you're 6, it's like, cool, let's do this. When we moved to Philadelphia, the drive through West Virginia and Western Pennsylvania were some of the most beautiful days of my childhood. And again, moving from Philadelphia to Madison, my sister and I listened to music on the drive through Western Pennsylvania and cried, but it was cathartic and in a weird way, really exciting. Even now, I can't listen to the Selena song, I Could Fall in Love, without picturing my best friend, Asia, standing outside my house crying as we pack the car. When you move a lot, especially far away from family, the drives you do to go back and forth become a ritual. And it's like a nice, comforting ease into being away to being home. My earliest vivid memories come from the drive back and forth from Kansas to Milwaukee to see my grandparents. There's a little red apple diner far, far off the expressway somewhere in Iowa. My dad used to make us go every leg of the journey to eat chicken fried steak. I remember stopping there when we drove up for my grandmother's funeral. We had my 3-year-old cousin with us, and we stopped at that diner. And I remember how calm she was once we hit the expressway, because we're all crying. And then you hit the expressway, and everybody just calmed down. We were so sad, but we were still calm. We sat at that diner and we ate hot sandwiches and we drank apple juice and we laughed and we enjoyed each other's company because we were on the road and we were together. I remember driving back to Kansas after that funeral with my mom, and we were in a rented U-Haul van full of furniture that had to be taken away from my grandparents' house because my grandfather had to move. You know, out of this house, the house she grew up in, where she had her first kiss, where she'd watched her mother die, and she just cleaned it out days after the funeral. And the only CD that we had in the rental van was the fucking Titanic soundtrack. Because that movie had just come out, and we bought it at a truck stop, and pulling onto the expressway in Milwaukee to head south, My Heart Will Go On came on, and my mom burst into tears, and I was like, this is really scary, but it's going to be okay, because we're on the road. So moving is really fucking scary. Everything's going to be different. Where you get your dinner is different. The grocery store is different. Your commute is different. The people you see every day are different. But it's almost comforting because things aren't really different because the world has changed. Things are different because you just moved within the world. And then after I write that, I realize, well, I guess it is both things, because the world does change as you drive, and it changes, and time keeps moving forward as you settle into your new life. And before you know it, Claire, you're going to be a New Yorker. And the story will seem very far away, like when you're driving south on the skyline and the city of Chicago just fades into the distance. I leave you with this, Claire. This is what I know is going to lose it. Okay. One year at that diner in Iowa, we had a pregnant waitress. And my dad is a social worker. He's basically Deanna Troi on Next Generation, except he doesn't look nearly as good in that purple suit. Like, yes, bitch. So he's basically an empath, and he was asking her all about her life and the plans for the baby. And then the next summer, of course, we stopped at that same diner, and we had the same waitress. And, of course, my dad recognized her and asked her about the baby and how did the move go and how did the transition to your husband's new job. And she was so wonderful to us, and it was a nice little dose of happiness, and it was really great to hear that, like, her kid was doing great. And she was so tickled that we had remembered her. So while you're gone, Claire, we may change. You're definitely going to change because you're going to put your garbage on the street, and that's gross. But we'll still be here. We just might be a little different. So enjoy the drive. I will miss you.
We're drivers too. Yeah. I love Mara so much. My dad used to, I'm from Minneapolis. My dad used to schedule like 2 o'clock meetings in Chicago, get up early, drive to Chicago, have an hour long meeting and drive home. Yeah. Yeah.
Dennis.
Yeah. That crazy, wonderful dude. It's my dad.